Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft is over. You are our college football expert. What'd you think of the Commanders' draft?
I liked it. I liked the approach they went with. I think it's very clear that they wanted to draft a bunch of athletes. And, you know, I didn't really know much about like the RSA score while it was happening, but seeing the amount of athletes they drafted, it's very clear that they are overhauling the roster and they're building a foundation. So I thought a lot of the guys they drafted are going to be here hopefully for a long time. I mean, now we say that every single year and it clearly doesn't work. I mean, nobody from 2020 is here anymore, but I think it's a good first step. And I really liked the approach that they took. And obviously they got my quarterback in Jaden Daniels and they got Johnny Newton, who I think is awesome. So it was a really good first step, I thought, for seeing Adam Peters in action. And I thought at least for round one, he lived up to the hype.
Kind of going down, I know how much college football you watch. Brandon Coleman, as I don't think there's really much question about the second round picks. I think they all kind of immediately step in and play.
Yeah.
I think Sanistrell is your slot. You know, Sennett might be a like the number two tight end with Ertz, but like two tight ends play all the time. Coleman as a left tackle. Is he ready to rock? Because they're kind of betting that he is.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how he matches up when we get to training camp, right? And you actually get to see him be physical because we can watch all the tape, but TCU had a little bit of a weird year this year coming off the national championship appearance the year prior. So I don't know how you can fairly judge them. And he played all over. I mean, the guy was a tackle. He was a guard. He might have played some center a little bit last year. So he moved all over. I am really curious to see how he's going to stack up in pads against NFL players. But he's a freaky athlete. They love his athleticism. I mean, you want to talk about the athletes. He had one of the highest RSA scores, period, in the entire draft. So they really loved what they got with him. I hope he can play left tackle. They need a left tackle. I don't think the left tackle of the future was on the roster prior to this weekend, so hopefully he can be that answer, but you got to see him in pads first.
Yeah, I agree with you, see him in pads, but I think this group here seems to have, whoever they drafted, they have a plan for them.
Yeah.
They're not drafting them and say, show us what you can do. They drafted them with a plan.
Right.
And I believe if they drafted the guy, what they've seen, he's 6'4 and a half, JP?
Yeah.
That's it. He's not 6'6", but I don't think size really matters when you can play ball.
His arms are
so
massive.
That may help him out because if he has extremely long arms, if he has 6'6", 6'7" guy arms, why? Who cares if he's 6'4"?
I mean, his wingspan, B-Mitch, is close to 7 feet.
Damn.
Yeah, like it's massive how long the guy's arms were. I was doing the research leading up to it and looking at it once they drafted him, and I was like, 89 inches. Like, there's no way his arms wingspan is. I was like, is this a misprint? Do they mean 69 inches? And then I doubled back. It was 89 inches of wingspan. That's massive.
That's a lot. That's a lot of wingspan. Damn. So going forward from the draft, what do you think of Hartman, the undrafted free agent they signed, quarterback Notre Dame, previously Wake Forest?
He has a great beard. Yeah, I mean, I'm really jealous of his beard. There are no patches in that beard at all.
Let's talk about I'm like getting a headache from the sunglasses. Do we need to keep wearing the sunglasses?
Your glasses are too tight.
I think it's with the headphones.
The headphones mess them up a little bit. I run in these, so I'm used to
it. You two are chilling, but you don't have over the head headphones.
I usually do with these ones.
All right. Hartman, the only comment you have is about his beard?
He had beard and long locks. I mean, he was my Heisman favorite for the first 3 weeks of the season, and then everyone else started playing real good opponents.
You didn't bet on that, did you?
I did not bet on that one, no. I think he's a good player. I wouldn't imagine that he makes a massive impact this year. I think if we see a lot of Sam Hartman on the field,
I don't even mean that.
Terrible.
You think he's does he push Driscoll for the third quarterback role?
Potentially. Yeah, potentially. He definitely has the youth over Driscoll, but I think Driscoll provides something to Jaden Daniels that Hartman can't. I mean, maybe he pushes him for like the practice squad quarterback. Maybe he pushes Fromm for that.
Yeah, my question would be, is Fromm going to be around?
Yeah, I would say he battles Fromm. So, because I think Driscoll has veteran experience. Now, whatever that means for a guy like Jaden Daniels, because their play style is so different, you tell me, but I think Sam Hartman at best would be QB4, so practice squad guy.
All right. So looking ahead now, what is top of mind for you? NBA playoffs? I mean, you're a college sports guy, but hoops is over, football's over. I guess spring games going on.
Yeah, spring games. I mean, Deion's going on a tweeting rampage.
What is
today.
Going on with Deion? I noticed that. I mean,
he and Shador are basically dunking on every guy that left Colorado in the transfer portal.
So what did a lot of guys leave?
Yeah, you know a bunch what? Of them are
more
moving.
Than like because guys are leaving everywhere all the time. Is it more?
I love
than...
Deion. You can't benefit off of something and then get pissed when it happens to you.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody that he signed 89 players from the portal.
Yeah.
How the hell are you gonna get mad if people left? If you go get too many, everybody's gonna want to play. So they figure, okay, if I came here to play, I can leave and go somewhere else.
Right.
That's and the rules now.
They're losing a bunch of Dylan Edwards is in the transfer portal, and he had a lot of good plays for them last year.
His cornerback?
Running back.
It's another cornerback they lost.
Their cornerback, who's a 5-star guy, never really got on the field, Cormani McClain, he's now gone. So, like, they're going after everybody. Deion's promising that Shador is going to be a top-5 pick next year, which maybe, but we saw how the NFL draft went this year. I mean, if you're taking Bo Nix at 12, it's because you're horrified of what's coming next year, and you really don't think that there's a lot of good guys that are going to be available. So, I think Shador's really good. I don't know if I'd be marching around saying he's going to be a for sure top-5 pick now. Because the one thing that you're going to get, I mean, if you draft Shador, like, Deion's probably going to follow in some capacity. I don't know if it's going to be a major capacity, but if he's doing all this tweeting stuff, because Shador's jumping in on the tweeting stuff too, criticizing people that are leaving.
What he needs to do is realize that if you get too much into it, somebody might just pass right by you.
Right, right.
There's so much stuff with Colorado that they go 4-8 last year?
Yeah, 4-8, yeah. Like, the stuff was fun when it was fun.
And I understand that they were awful prior to that. They were, what, 1-10 the year before?
Yeah, 1-11.
He needs to just build an offensive defensive line and go play.
Yeah.
Stop all the talking because I said a long time ago, when you start doing more talking, you get more people coming out to talk against you. You know? So he got to relax a little bit. That's what he's been his whole life.
Yeah.
That's what you've been. And you had exceptional talent. Your son is not what you were.
Right.
Right.
And you can't talk him into being it.
And that's the issue. Like, if you want to talk your son into being a top-5 pick, like, that's one thing. But your job right now is actually to win games on the field.
For Colorado.
So the biggest knock right now is, like, you're doing all this talking about your son, but your son won 4 games last year. And, the Pac-12 was better than it had been in a long, long time. But
who do they play this year? Are they in the Big 12 now?
They're in the Big 12 now.
So they're going to play Oklahoma State, Iowa State.
Oh, like, yeah, your TCUs, Baylors. I haven't looked at their schedule exactly, but you're getting a lot of those teams, Kansas State's. I mean, Kansas has gotten a lot better.
They still don't play
coach.
Defense in that conference either.
Still,
yeah, but Colorado got to be able to score with Baylor. And so, I mean, good luck.
Yeah, it's weird. The Big 12, like, some teams play, like, insane defense, and then other teams play, like, LSU-style defense. Well, they'll give up 60. That conference is just a weird mismatch of teams.
Well, and when you lose Oklahoma and Texas, who are the absolute, like,
juggernauts,
bell cow, yeah, whatever you want to call them. Here's something that's very bizarre. I have no idea how or why. Deion Sanders follows me on Twitter, B.
Damn. Damn, you better not run your mouth. He's going to come at you.
I wonder how or why this happened, but here we are.
You must have tweeted something about Colorado. Didn't you go to Colorado?
I went
to
a game.
And then you tweeted about it and all that? That's probably why he followed you?
Probably. Denton, you claim to have some winners.
I do. I'm on Dallas tonight. I'm on Dallas lane 3.5 on the road against LAC, the Clippers. I loved that game, by the way, on Sunday. I thought it was a whole lot of fun. This is my favorite version of Kyrie Irving, by the way, when he's locked in, because the dude's a wizard with a basketball. But I'm on them laying the 3.5. You know, no Kawhi. I don't know if I can trust Paul George and James Harden to do it again, you know, two nights in a row, especially at this stage of their career. So I think Dallas gets it done. Although I do, like, Luka needs to shut up a little bit. He whines way too much.
He's a whiner, man.
Oh, man, it's getting really obnoxious.
Yeah, you know who Luka looks like, or you know who looks like Luka? You're probably not going to know who this is, but Brian will. Mm-hmm. Jack Gruden looks a lot like Luka Doncic. Jay's, I believe, youngest son.
His youngest son.
I wouldn't know about the youngest one.
Jack Gruden played basketball in Middleburg because I was working a tournament that he played in, and Jay Gruden sat in the alone in the stands in the back at Westfield High School.
All right. Well, good for him. He looks a lot like Luka.
He does look a lot like Luka.
That's all I got
Luka.
For you on yeah. that analysis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.